Hey, kinky friends. This is the True North Dom, a.k.a. Madam Red. And I'm here with my kinky latex friend, Oban.
Hi.
Thank you for joining the True North Dom podcast, a discussion of all things kink, fetish, DS, and sexual curiosities.
No, what I love is it took us like 2.5 minutes just to do this intro today. We kept fucking up this intro.
I love this.
You know what it is?
We've got a composer. This is all going to be over.
I know. We're going to be like so pro. But you know what it is? You're tired.
I am. Look at me. But I made $2,000 in 2 days.
Sure. I don't know if that's information you wanted out there, but oh well.
Oh well. It's worth
I know
it.
People have made $2,000 in 2 hours, but they've been doing something else.
I need to do that. What did they do?
We won't talk about it on the podcast.
Is it kink related? We could.
No.
Oh.
Anyways, how are you?
I'm good. How about you? We've had fun. Like, we've been busy with Switch Kitchen stuff, and then like
done a podcast for a while.
We had our own party where we did a scene, you and I and some other people.
Right.
And although we can't talk about that because consent.
We can't talk about specifics, but we had a really cool kink party, and it was really good to be the kink. Now, COVID friendly, there's only like 12 people there. Everyone was tested beforehand.
And sanitizer everywhere.
Of course. But it was a great, fun time to do some kinky things for once in a while.
I guess I could, because you're here, I have consent that I did a wax scene with you.
Correct. We can talk
about it.
I don't know if I want to consent for that.
Touché. Oh, you got to say shout out to our friend Harm.
Yo, Harm, and shout out to Janelle. Yo.
We promised we would do that.
Actually, there's also another shout out that I'm going to give to my buddy JD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was just having his birthday the other day. He told me that. I said to give him a shout out. Hey, I'm liking it. Giving out shout outs to peeps that are our listeners.
A shout out to our Patreon people. We got some new Patreons.
So since the last time we did recording, we talked about it. We now have a Patreon. So you can find that at our website, truenorthdom.com, D-O-M-M-E. And there is a page there. And
support us.
Yeah. We really thank everyone for listening and supporting us. But if you're willing and wanting to, you can join as a member, a Patreon member. And there are bonus episodes that are going to get once a month. The first few people who are going to get it are going to get a personal message from us.
Yes. And maybe I might give a nice hot photo of myself with a strap on.
Well, a lot of the people that were also on the mailing list that we sent out, the newsletter, they got a nice little fun photo of us together.
Yes, yes.
And there was announcements of some other things. So learn to subscribe to the newsletter, because there is something really big happening in November.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have
We won't go into super details, but
we won't. Switch Kitchen is offering something really hot and sexy.
They've been sponsoring us for the month of October, and we're working out an arrangement for the month of November.
They're doing something very exclusive for only True North Dom subscribers. So go to our website and subscribe to the mailing list. And you'll get something really sexy throughout the whole month of November.
Plus, they'll just get great information behind the podcast. We know there's a video that you and I have recorded.
Yes.
That we're also going to share and have some other fun with.
He's doing the edits, actually.
We got some fucking cool shit.
So if you subscribe, you get some hot, sexy photos, and you get the in. Because I'm not posting all that on FetLife.
No. Mm-mm. This is about...
You got to be a true fan.
These are our members. And it's very cool. So thank you to everybody. But that's obviously not what we're only going to talk about.
Well, thank you for like the feedback. I appreciate the compliments and the support.
Yeah, and everyone's in a position to be able to support us financially. But I know people have talked about us. They've recommended us. And frankly, at the end of the day, people listening to us, thank you. Like, amen. Yeah.
That's what keeps us
and especially
here.
Like after my the sex of the kink and religion. Amen.
Oh my God. That was a good episode.
Man, I listened back because like we recorded a bunch of episodes, and I kind of forgot about some of the things we talked about.
Yeah, that's a really good
interview. And those are fun. We have some exciting other interviews coming up, too.
Yeah.
But one of the things that was really interesting about the kink party that kind of came up was a bit of a conversation about, is kink sex?
First of all, I'm Madam Red, and I identify as a dominatrix before you get on your soapbox rant.
And I am Oban, and I identify as a submissive. Fuck, I'm hungry.
What's in your kitchen, Oban?
No, I'm hungry for what's cooking in Switch Kitchen.
Switch Kitchen is your source of premium BDSM porn filmed right here in the Pacific Northwest. Check out our sponsor for today's episode by visiting switchkitchen.xyz or checking out their Pornhub, Twitter, or Instagram.
Tasty.
So, Oban and I recently got into a little texting, you call it fights, I like to call them disagreements. And essentially, Oban's rant was, why are we going to these kinky sexy parties and everyone's kinky, but nobody's fucking? And so, yeah, I mean, do you want to elaborate why you're so panties bent out of shape?
Well, I think I'm going to just like take the stance right off from the top. Kink is sex. That's what I'm saying. Kink is sex to me. And we're going to get into a varied conversation of it. But for you, it's not a standard answer.
No, my answer's all over the place. And okay. I will support what I mean as we discuss that.
But you don't fully agree with me that kink and BDSM is sex.
That's correct.
All right. I mean, listen, I've been to, you know, my fair share of kink parties. And a lot of kinky fucking shit happens.
Yes.
There's a lot of nakedness, hotness,
yep.
Sexy bodies.
Latex, fishnets, garters.
Crazy stuff happening.
Titties.
And like, no one's fucking.
Well, I don't know what kind of parties you go to.
I've been to some of the ones of you at, and there's no fucking going on.
That's because it's in the interior. Private parties is where the fucking's at.
So I am going to, I'm going to say my little piece because I know your answer is a little bit more complicated.
Yes. So go ahead.
So I think kink and BDSM is sex. You cannot separate the two of them together because it's about a connection that is sexy. It's about...
I agree with that.
It is about a connection where you are physically, not all the time, but the majority of the time, you're physically touching people.
Vulnerable.
They're vulnerable.
Sex exposed.
A lot of nudity, a lot of hotness involved, a lot of pain and crying, if they're lucky.
So I agree with probably 75% of that. Where I disagree is not everybody uses BDSM for sex. Like okay. Some people with trauma use it for different reasons.
Sure.
DDLG, like Daddy Dom Little Girl. Like some people.
But I want to know
it's
what.
It's not sexual in that aspect either.
I don't know. I don't know all the daddies and littles in the world. But I'm telling you, there's definitely a fucking sexual component involved because it isn't just Susie hanging out with her daddy. There is a sexual undertone and component involved, okay? Now, I'm going to ask you one question that I think will get a reaction from you and we'll get a reaction from our audience.
Sure.
Because I'd love to hear feedback from this.
Sure.
When you peg someone, are you having sex with them?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We've already had that conversation.
Right. We've had other people
say... You and I have had that conversation.
Do you add them to your number?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you and I had that conversation.
Yes, we did.
Because you and I have technically had sex.
Like you said, technically.
Technically, we've had sex. We didn't have penis vaginal, but I have pegged you.
Wow, so you're therefore... just like laying it all out there today.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I gotta sign a consent form before this fucking episode.
I'm just saying, yes, I can, yes. And we've had the conversation. I add you to my numbers.
Yes.
Like, I have had sex with you.
Okay, so do you want to talk about an event that you're planning? I have a question about that.
An event? Oh.
Do you want to talk
yeah,
about it?
Yeah, that's going to be like 6 or 7 people at once.
Okay,
numbers.
So what are you calling it?
I am organizing a reverse gangbang.
What kind of gangbang?
A reverse gangbang.
What kind of reverse gangbang?
So essentially, I have a strap on.
But
and
it's called a reverse butthole gangbang.
Exactly. Because no one's gangbanging me, but I'm going to have a strap on, and I have 6 people lined up to peg each one of their assholes.
And you're literally going, you literally are going to line them up.
I need to like get some yoga. I need to, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to need like a bench. Like the logistics is going to be a bit, but for all intents and purposes, they're going to be lined up in whatever way and you are going to peg them.
Yes.
Male or female, right?
I prefer male.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you are pegging them. So then.
Yes.
You're
so I've
adding...
had 6 with 7 people and like.
Right.
How long do you think it would take me?
Well, it depends on how much you want to do. You can go forever. It's a,
yeah.
It's a,
I guess
it's a
if I get
talk.
Tired, I'll lay down and be like, come on, baby boy, sit on this.
Excuse me. Well,
sit
okay.
On daddy.
So you're adding like 6
daddy
people to your number.
Cock. Yeah.
Nice. Now, would they think they had sex with you?
I know you'd have to ask them.
So.
We've had this debate with the Oral Sex podcast.
Right.
But my point is. I get what you mean. Yes, it's sexual, the sexual connotations. And I've had this argument with an ex-partner, my ex-sup, because he's like, you're wearing this latex and you're doing like a wax scene that's sexual while he's running off fucking his boss and meeting girls on Tinder.
Okay, we don't want to get
so,
into this stuff.
My point
he
is, though, my point is, it wasn't sexual to me because it's kind of like, art in a way. I'm doing designs
I
on them,
that.
But I am wearing sexual clothes. Yes, I get it.
It's
whatever.
A sex act.
It could be viewed as a sex act.
See,
yes.
No,
although
it's
pouring
a sex...
wax, I wasn't having sex with them. I wasn't penetrating
okay,
them.
So I won't,
they weren't
okay.
eating me out.
So I won't say that, like, when you poured wax on me this. At this
I don't
party.
Consider that sex.
No, we did not have sex, okay?
Yeah, and I don't even
but it
consider
was...
it sexual. I kind of
no,
consider
it
artistic to me.
Yeah, but it was sexual in the sense that it was, okay, it wasn't just me, and we're not going to talk about the other people, but there was definitely nudity involved, sexiness involved. It was very fucking sexy, and I know
I
there were people...
naked.
Nope, because you're the one doing the dropping. Now, but it was a very sexy... intense scene, and there was people watching that were like, damn, that's sexy.
I guess. But some people use BDSM as, like, for trauma. Like,
okay, but why
my
can't...
Scene
sure.
With, my scene with Panther, when I was whipped and spanked and...
Yes.
Like, that wasn't sexy to me.
Okay, but you
and that
were...
wasn't sex, or, like, that wasn't
but it was...
kinky to me.
Yeah, but... Okay. You... were not wearing any clothes.
I was naked, yes.
Yes. And I would not say that you had sex with Panther. I wouldn't say that because it was just an impact.
But it wasn't
scene.
Sexual to me.
Okay, then why are you naked?
Because I was submissive and I was supposed to be vulnerable.
Ah, but it's... Okay, how is that not a sexual connection? Like, how is that not sexy or sex being involved when you are... involved in a BDSM. Otherwise, someone is just beating
What's
the fuck
the
out of you.
What's the difference is someone being naked and getting a shower in the locker room? So essentially...
No. That's,
like,
but
I'm,
no one's
I'm
beating
getting,
you while you're in the shower.
No, but like, to for the whole submission is like to be exposed, to be vulnerable, and then impacted
I want to
for
be,
my lesson.
I want to be... I would love to be wrong and someone challenging me on this. I'm
now,
sure
I mean,
emails.
I don't know if he got anything sexual out of it, but like for me, there was nothing sexual.
I know people, I will speak about myself. I won't speak about other people, but I know that bites are sexual for me. Like when someone bites me,
right.
And I've told you about something the other day, that was extremely sexy, extremely sexual and turned me on. But... is the act of biting someone specifically sexual
could be.
Outside of it? Yes, I know what you're saying. I just, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure if I go through every single, because we're going to talk about, we can talk about needle play. We can talk about breath play. We can talk about latex. Like, I dress up in latex all the time.
Let's do breath play. Here's a vulnerable thing about me. So I was suffocated and I had some really messed up trauma. And I won't go into details, but you know of some of it.
Yep.
And I have sought out someone to help me deal with that in a BDSM aspect.
Right.
It wasn't sexual.
Okay.
So they essentially, like, would cover my mouth. They would have me write things on my hand, like breathe backwards. So when I looked in the mirror and covered my mouth.
You would see it.
I would see it.
Yeah.
So it was to help overcome so that I was comfortable with people touching me.
And so it was forcing some of those triggers that you could go through those.
Exactly. It was like working through trauma and stuff so I could be a better dom, so I could allow people to touch me. As you know, I have issues with people touching me.
Right.
From past trauma. So from having that psychological experience, I can say, no, that's not sexual. And some people do seek out certain things like breath play or impact or things to get over trauma.
Yeah, I mean, people, I'm sure, have different, but also people have rough sex. We talked about CNC scenes the other day with Cam, where there are specifics where people are trying to get through trauma.
And you know people personally who've had trauma who enjoy CNC to get through that.
Right. But I still, but at the end of the day, there's still a sexual connection to it. I don't want to push I don't want to make it like, hey, if you're doing kink, like if you're doing any kind of thing that's under the BDSM label or the kink label, you're doing sex. Obviously, that's not the case. No, I wear, like, I'll give you the, for instance, areas. I'll give you a very specific, for instance, the amount of time that I am in latex, okay, when I'm in, especially when I'm in character, I am not specifically having sex, okay?
Right.
If I get, especially if I'm going to a lot of the festivals, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, represent, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, when I'm, you know, when I went to Taboo last year with Veronica and with Jade, we got all dressed up and we walked the floor. We weren't, that wasn't sex, okay? But it was extremely sexy. Very sexy.
But there's nothing and it was sexy about me getting about sex. Suffocated or impact.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Well, some people use it for that.
Yes, some people do, but for me it wasn't. It was to overcome a fear, an issue that I had.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I can cop to some of that, but I want to cop, like,
like, I agree with you 80-75%, but there are some aspects where people, it's not sometimes sex. It's other things that mean something else to them, whether it's emotional or mental.
Right, but it does bring up sex. It does force sex. There's a reason why, like, if I post, half the time I post pictures like I have of me in my latex on TikTok, it gets moved because it's sexual content, okay?
Right.
If you do any kind of, if you have a gag in your mouth on Instagram, it's removed for sexual content.
Facebook, yeah.
Facebook, too.
My Halloween costume was removed because of a gag.
Right. So the, I love that your Halloween costume's a gag. But I mean, that's the thing, okay? Of course it was. So the idea is that, and obviously needles going into the body, that's something that, like, happens in a hospital every day. But in a BDSM context, there's a different play to it. So I'm going to say, if you're specifically sitting down and saying, okay, I'm kind of going through something where I'm trying to address some trauma, okay? So, like, you're sitting there, like, you spoke about what you work through.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, if you're doing some sort of scene, whether it's needles or you're doing scene with impact play or breath play or some of those things, any other fetishes or any other kinks along the lines that isn't necessarily penis in the vagina or penis in the bum. Like I said, bum. Why did I say bum?
I think it's a Canadian thing. You guys always say bum.
Really? That's funny.
I didn't hear that till I moved to this country.
I learned it from Mr. Dress Up. But my God. I don't mean anything about Mr. Dress Up.
Did your age just come out?
Yeah. First of all, my age, Mr. Dress Up, and shout out to Finnegan. Oh, my God. Yeah. But, but I mean, I just, fuck, kink sex. Kink is about sex. It's sex. And when people are, if you're doing these things, they're sexy, it's about sex, it's being sexual, it's about getting a sexual context.
Why is no one having sex and we're at a kink party? And you know, everybody's got their different reasons of whether they want to have sex or not. Like,
well,
I know some
that.
People that prefer
sure.
to just be a submissive and be pegged in the butt.
Which
and
is
never
sex.
Have penile vaginal sex.
Okay, but we literally said that's sex.
Right. Or if you go to a party, I mean, if there's someone you're not interested in...
Well, of course not. I'm not saying...
Don't have sex.
No. Let me get this straight.
And
if it's... Hang on. If this is... If you're not into someone, I'm not saying you have to have sex, okay?
You seemed like you were upset. You're like, why are all these people kinky
because,
but no one's having sex?
Because people talk about all
but
this
But you just
sex
were
stuff.
Butt naked while I poured wax on you. Is
yes.
That, is that not good enough?
No, it was
you,
fine with you. You
well,
and me.
Why didn't you ask me to fuck you in the butt?
I didn't want to be fucked in the butt by you.
Fuck each other in the butt.
Dude, that's going to be on merch.
That is our tagline.
Hashtag line. Merch.
Friends, fuck you in the butt.
Yes. But I wasn't looking to get fucked in the butt that night. Wasn't ready, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm also, too, yeah, I know there's a certain amount of like, hey, maybe I don't want to get fucked in the butt in front of 10 other people I kind of know.
You just
even though I did
it.
Get naked. But what I'm saying is it just felt like we were doing, I'm not even going to specifically call out this event. I don't want to necessarily call out this
But you
event.
Made the comment you go to parties and there's no fucking.
Yes, because it's kind of like they're talking about doing everything but fucking.
Okay, so sex for me can be very complicated.
Yes.
I'm just going to air it out there.
Okay.
So, as a dom,
yeah.
I have to, in my vetting process, I talk about STIs because A, I have herpes. Mm-hmm. And that's a conversation that's very uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's a conversation I have to have, not just in kink, but in my regular vanilla, any form of sex that I have.
Sure.
That's a thing. It's like, hey, I have herpes. Is this something you're comfortable with? But
yeah.
At the same time, I want to know that about someone else because
sure, you want them
I
to
don't
tell you.
Want anything else.
Yeah.
Because I'm very sexually responsible.
Yeah.
I get tested before and after every partner.
Of course.
And this is something that I had to deal with since 19. So
yeah.
For me, going to a party or a kink event, I'm just not going to be like, hey, who wants to have sex? Like, it's a conversation that I have to have.
But I'm not saying...
beforehand.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult for some people.
I agree. And I'm not saying when you go to a party, you need to fuck everyone. I've been to swingers parties. I'm not sure if you have. It doesn't...
No, I get invites,
yeah,
but I always do a kink party instead.
You don't necessarily... It just because you're a swinger party does not mean you're going to get with everyone. In fact, it's very consensual. It's very, people are very aware of making sure they're asking. And no, it's not expected that you go to sex. You're going to fuck someone.
No, but I think it's a complicated, like not everybody goes to these events to actually have sex either. Like some people like to just be in the environment and fantasize.
Which is still sexy and still about sex. Because they're fantasizing about it.
But
it's about sex.
Sometimes not everybody's fucking.
Okay. I get that we're not
everybody. You just sound disappointed. You're like, nobody's
yeah.
fucking.
Yeah, I gotta say, first of all, I probably was texting you when I had a few drinks.
You probably
yeah.
needed an itch to scratch.
I probably was frustrated and irritated and was like, what the fuck is with these parties and no one's fucking? It was pretty much, I think, the text I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I'm like, well, everybody's different when it comes to sex.
And I get
and
that.
And what forms of sex, right?
Yes, and I agree. You don't always, I mean, I went to, there was times when I had my dom where I would go to a kink party and it was very limited on what I could participate in because of the controls that she had in this.
Exactly.
With the boundaries set. So I'm not saying you go to a party and you need to fuck everyone, okay? That's not what I'm saying.
You secretly
but
wish
no,
that.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, if they had a... Look, you're going to... You're so what I think what's happening... We talked about your event. The butthole
yeah.
gangbang.
Yes.
Oh, God, you're so good. But you're going to vet them.
Absolutely.
You're going to know about all of their STIs and anything like that. Absolutely.
And what if there's a medical condition? Like someone's a diabetic and they forgot to eat and...
And this is the kind of stuff that's talked about before you go to a swingers party.
Exactly.
So I'm saying it's possible to do...
And then ask them to their face, do I have consent? This is what's going
so
down? This
it's
is what
possible in a party atmosphere to do that. You pre-vet them before they're going to a party. In fact, you can't just walk into a swingers party. You can't just walk into a kink party.
Some you have to pay a membership fee.
Sure you do.
Depending on the swinger society or
that's
party.
Right. Yeah. That's right. By the way,
and like the parties, the private parties that you and I, the underground kink parties, it's a tight group. Like you have to be vetted through someone or come as a partner.
Right.
Like you brought a guest.
And it was like I asked the host.
It was acceptable because she had an extended invite through you.
Correct. And they were able to be like, okay.
Exactly. And I brought a guest as well.
Right. And now those guests are welcome. And then if they decide in the future they want to bring a guest, then, you know,
they've been vetted, they've been introduced, they were cool, everybody's okay.
Safety and consent, first of all, is sexy and also the most important thing in any of this kind of stuff. And discretion is huge. We talked about this in our podcast just the other day. Not everyone can be as open about their lifestyle. And so if you are at these events and someone may have you may see them in the community at some time later on. They don't want to be known or dressed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cameras, photography, because sometimes sex does happen or someone doesn't want nudity posted. And before I even post, whether it's my vanilla life on social media or my kink life, I always ask, do I have permission to post this? Even on my FetLife,
you did not
ask
permission to post that picture of me in the tub with you on her Instagram. What the fuck was that? I woke up this morning and I saw that picture.
Well, you are in that account too, so you can delete it.
No. It's super fine. I'm just bugging you. But oh my God, I was like, what?
Even too, like after, you know, if I break up with someone, they're like, hey, can you remove those photos? Like,
okay.
I remove those things.
Yes.
So it's just respect because, it is kind of inappropriate content.
Of course.
And the things that we do at these events
are sexy,
even though it's not necessarily sex.
So what about people getting flogged?
What do you mean flogged?
Okay. Like, so I know some doms that top a lot of people. They'll just do topping. And the topping will be
flogging?
Just doing a flogging session.
I don't, on the kink scale, you know that means nothing. It's like vanilla child's play.
Right. Now, it's not, I know that they didn't have sex.
And that's when you
But it is very
it up,
sexy.
Like, so like when you go to a pro dom, for some people, they just want someone to inflict pain. Do you consider that sexual? To me, in some aspects, I'm like, no, it's not sexual.
It's sexual doesn't mean it's sex. Okay. Like if the dom is like, look, there are some people that are, it's not my thing, but people are very much into feet and they may either go to a pro dom or someone else that they do a bunch of sessions where they're either kissing the feet or they're being stepped on or just a host of different variety. That's a sexual thing.
Like rigging to me when I do shibari and I tie a friend up, that's not sexual to me sometimes.
Matt.
Sometimes it's just like, hey, I got to get these ropes.
But here's the thing.
Down.
Okay, if it's not sexual, then, like, go do it in your front yard.
I do it in public places.
Okay, you know what? But you don't
You've seen photos of me doing it in public places.
Yeah, I know. You have issues. I cannot use you as an
example. I wear latex in public.
I know.
I'll wear my overalls with a latex tube. I sneak my lifestyle out in little ways, wearing keys around my neck, like...
Which means you need to sneak it because there's a certain connotation to it. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm completely right. In fact, I like being wrong on lots of levels. And I really wanted to bring this up because you and I had big opinions about it.
I thought you would be more on a soapbox rant, but
you
chill it out. I figured you'd be more riled up, like, bro, why ain't everybody fucking?
Well, I am kind of like, hey, why are not people fucking? And I get it's COVID,
You took it out on me already. That's why.
Listen. I get it's COVID, but we're already at a party. We've already vetted everyone. Everyone's been tested. We know they're healthy. They don't have, you know, temperatures. So we're already in an environment where we're exposed to each other, okay?
Yes.
So in theory, if everyone was vetted, okay, everyone was healthy. We knew about their STI history, and people gave consent.
Which most of us do in the community.
I'm just going to say, yeah. Most of those things happen, and there was consent given.
Yeah.
You know, there should be some serious fucking going on.
Yeah, but some people don't want to do that in front of other people at a party.
Then don't go to a kink party.
But they want to do it in the private. So, for an example,
somewhere else.
When my ex-sub and I would go to private parties, we'd kind of go behind, like, when I would do my prostate milking or pegging, I would go into a spare room and do that.
And that is super fun. No, I'm not saying that you need to be an exhibitionist and fuck in front of people. I'm thinking,
I am fine with that. I have done that at some
But, like, a lot of swingers parties, there are rooms where people go off and they don't have to have sex in front of all the rooms, and they don't have to have like a big orgy, which is five or more.
Gangbangs are six or more.
No, gangbang.
They need to know the numbers.
No, gangbang is not six.
Gangbang six or more.
No, gangbang is a type of multiple sex.
Gangbang is six or more for numbers.
If it's one other person. So you can't have a gangbang if it's three on one?
No, that's no. That's not a gangbang.
I think you're wrong.
Five people on one is considered a gangbang.
Well, you said six.
That's a total of six people.
Oh, six people. So five
on
people
one.
Are one, or one on five. You're doing a reverse gangbang.
I'm doing the reverse butthole gangbang.
Okay, so you're saying if it was one on three, what's that?
Do you think you should film that as a porn?
100%. Hey, anyone write in if they would like to see that video of Madam Red, reverse gang banging, six buttholes.
You know, I should get Switch Kitchen on that because they do amazing porn. Ooh. You can find them on Pornhub, everybody.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, I'm sure that conversation will develop. I think it's going to be, look.
Like, I've done my spit roast, so now I'm doing my reverse game.
I don't know. I probably was in the moment very frustrated because COVID's been very long.
I think you were my inspiration to do that. We were sitting having...
I'm the inspiration for a lot of things.
Dinner with... before
somebody?
That party.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was. We were with the person I was bringing.
Yeah.
And we brought it up.
Yeah. And I was like, let's do reverse gangbang, butthole gangbang. And I was like, let's do it.
Okay. So we're going to call credit
me. You text it. I am going to credit you. Should I say your name while I'm fucking them all on their asses?
Oh, my God.
Open! This one's for you!
Yes.
Say Open's name. Say it, bitch. Say it. Open!
You kind of went into dom mode there for a little bit. You hear all see? You hear everyone. Do you hear she sounds so nice and calm? And she just went like aggressive there. Her voice went raspy.
I do.
That's a little bit of Daddy Red coming out.
That's the American in me. It's the big size and the obnoxious.
Do they know that
loudness.
They're getting fucked by an American?
They're going to get trumped. I am not a Trump supporter, for the record.
You know, I think... I'm not going to get political. I only take stances on important things, like kink parties and
sex. It's about sex here.
Yeah, I just... You know what? Maybe I just wanted to talk more about sex at the end of the day. I don't know.
Well, you got a good friend here that talk all day about sex.
I know. I do enjoy talking about sex. That's why we do this podcast. Because we end up talking about sex.
And we get to, like, connect with strangers talking about sex and hearing people's sexual experiences and sexy clothes. And
you know what I love is people that, there are a rare few people that know I do this podcast. And when I'm with them in person, I do get a few people that are like, hey, I just wanted to talk about this, or hey, I was wondering about this, or I really enjoy that, right? Especially in a respectful kind of conversation. And you've been sending me a lot of the conversations and questions that we've been getting over FetLife lately.
Yeah,
we've been getting some really great. So I want to encourage people to please continue to send those in. In fact,
we try our best to answer. Like, I small talk with some people. I don't put a lot of energy into small chat, depending what's going on in my life, because I run several companies. But I mean, if there's definitely questions about latex or pegging
or any devices,
like I try to, and if I don't know, like I definitely have a handful of people that are very resourceful and high up in the kink community.
Well, so. And we just love having these conversations and helping people. I think I've mentioned this more and more, but for me, I want this to be a forum to let people be who they can be, because I wasn't able to be who I was for a long time in my life, right?
Well, a couple of people have. Like, one of my best friends, who is a Patreon of ours, was our first Patreon, actually. Mm-hmm. They mentioned that they could open up about their lifestyle to their wife.
Yeah,
because of this.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple people open up to their partner about chastity, wanting to do it, and pegging, and their partner's been open to explore that with them. So this podcast has been a great gateway for people for discovery, exploration, discovering their boundaries, opening up to their partner. And a couple people have reached out that they listen to this podcast with their partner.
That's super cool. Dude, do you think anyone fucks while they're listening to us? Oh my God. Okay. I so hope they're, if you guys are fucking
sexual.
Are you guys doing that?
That's hot. That's fun.
Are you? Okay, hold his balls right now. I can't do it.
Rim his asshole.
Dude. Oh, you just licked the stupid microphone.
Right. Good thing I'm COVID-free.
Yeah. Well, I hope there are people that are getting it on a little bit. Maybe they're not having sex while they're listening to us, but maybe afterwards they have an open conversation and the husband or the boyfriend.
Maybe sex isn't happening at kink events, but it's sure happening now, maybe. Or terrified.
And they're like, you know what? I would love if you stuck your finger in my butt once in a while.
I do.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people that listen. And I, yes, can you not just stick your finger in my butt half the time? This has been one of those, like,
credit
really...
Credit card, who's got the worm?
Oh my God, this has been
one of the... Got the worm.
These very open podcasts today, right? So
where can they find us?
Well, they can find us many places. One, you can find us at a non-sex kink party. Oh my God. Number two, hopefully a total sex kink party.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Number three, they can find you at a reverse butthole gang. Coming soon. But more importantly, they can find us at truenorthdomme.com.
Absolutely. You can also find all of our links, which is Instagram, FetLife, Patreon, Twitter, all of it at True North Dom.
Yep. And you can also find me direct at Instagram. I don't know why this is making me laugh. But anyways, you can find me on Instagram, stockings, stalkings, or fatoban, 1794. And I had someone ask me about my name again today. I did, but... I've said it in the podcast before, but I'm not going to say it again. I like people trying to figure it out.
Yeah. When I went shopping, I came across it again.
You're giving them a hint.
Yeah, I know. Mm. So, hey, guys, if you want to join in on the fun coming up in November, something pretty amazing teamed up through Switch Kitchen, subscribe to our email on the truenorthdom.com website. Mm-hmm. We'll send a newsletter to the subscribed individuals on how to redeem this awesome free thing going on in November throughout the month.
I can't wait until we can talk about it.
I know.
We've done
this hip of my tongue.
We gotta keep it secret.
If you enjoy our entertainment, our kinky discussions, and want more of our sexiness, photos, vid clips, behind the scenes,
an extra episode,
subscribe to our Patreon for $4.99 a month.
$499 a month? Wow, we're worth it.
No. Did I?
No, you said it right.
Okay. Ooh, I'm drinking.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. All right, everybody. Thank you.
Keep it freaky. Keep it kinky.
Bye.